are listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on August 20th, 2025, and is titled One Man. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Well, I got a little something I want to share right quick, kind of come on me today during the cow sale, and I've kind of been knowing it, but I think it's a little bit of a word that people on the other side of this camera and some of you in this room may benefit from. But today, at the cow sale, there's a guy there, a friend of mine, young man, and he sold a load or two of calves, and he got an exceedingly large check. And he was just completely overjoyed. And he said, man, this is like selling three calf crops. And it is. And so I asked him, you got a minute? I said, I really would like to share something with you. And it just started welling up in me. And by the time I got here tonight, it's a really, really applicable word for this season. But in we've talked a lot about the heartland of America for about a decade now. How important the heartland of America is to everything that we're going on, the revival that we're beginning in now, the shift in the politics, everything worldwide is rooted in the heartland of America. The heartland of America represents agriculture. Agriculture is the idea and principle and come right out of the imagination of God himself. There's nothing more that represents the mentality of God than agriculture. I mean, every other page of the Bible is about some type of seed or watering or growing or something, because everything we know to be right and true has come out of God's creative imagination. In the imagery of God, this all happened. So agriculture is extremely important. And what the part I really enjoy is the Western way of life that I like so much is a representation of that that really does draw in the outsiders. I mean, cowboy hats, bull riding, rodeo, all that stuff, that'll draw in outsiders way more than a tractor and a plow. But we all tangled up and encompassed in the same thing. Since COVID, the Chinese flu, whatever you want to call it, but since 2020, and it's an amazing thing about 2020, and you'll reflect a lot on 2020 if you're a guy standing around watching God heal your eyes. 2020 is very, very important to be able to see what's going on since the beginning of 2020, where the church missed one of the greatest opportunities we've been given since the dark ages. We were commanded to stay home, commanded to sit still. What a great opportunity to repent of our idolatrous abominations. What would have been a great time to start over. Really great time to start over. But the people got to start over. A lot of us started over. A lot of things came out of this. But we entered into a time in agriculture where we're seeing a level of prosperity, a level of financial blessing that's never been seen. Nothing like this has ever been seen. And I mean, like today, I called Robin today and I said, I've sold more $6 calves than, who would ever dream that you'd sell a $6 calf? I mean, I'm the auctioneer. Back, it wasn't very many years ago when you sold a steer, say a six weight steer that was going to bring $1.30 or $1.40. When you sold him, you went $1.30, $1.31, $1.32. Here in a minute, it's $1.32.50, $1.32.75, and you just creep along there and gather you about $2 or $3, and then you sell it. Today, I had more $100 swings than I've had in my life, and we did it $5 at a time on a 6-weight steer. You start a 6-weight steer, $380. And then it was 385, 390, 95, 4, 405, 410, 415. I mean, big jumps. And they're just getting them. I mean, it's something to watch. And so when this young man was, we were talking about all his stuff, and I said, I want you to listen to me, if you would. We have been given an amazing opportunity. Not every country gets to enjoy this amazing opportunity. South of us, the gate is shut. But America is enjoying a great opportunity. And there's an amazing amount of finance that's coming in. You never hear me talk about money much. But I told that young man, I said, listen to me. Now's the time that God has made an opportunity for you to heal every wound and sew up every hole in your purse. That from this point on, you'll be a lender and not a borrower. That you'll not be owned by any man, but you can get yourself fixed where your stuff's paid for. Because let me tell you, if you're a cow man and your cows are paid for, if these $2,500 calves go to $1,500 a head, you still do well. You can live well off $1,500 calves if you own your cows and you never have to call the bank. I got nothing against bankers, but you'll do better to drink coffee with them of a morning over a donut than you will having to check in every 30 minutes. I'll promise you that. But we've been given a great opportunity here. If you're upside down, this is your chance to get right side up. If you've got holes in your purse, it's the time to sew them up. Interest is the biggest hole in your purse. Just always remember that. As soon as you get that healed up, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what your storehouse will look like when you get that healed up. Do you know one of the reasons this place has always been a storehouse that's full? Because we don't pay anybody and we don't owe anybody. We haven't owed anybody anything in a long time. So I'm just telling you right now, there's a window of opportunity, and I don't know how long that window stays open. But I want some of you older guys to take this back to some of these younger guys. I just got off the phone with a really good friend of all of ours, and we were talking about it. And I said, let me tell you what this window is not for God's children. It is not an opportunity to build your own kingdom. This is not a time that you build your lines of credit. This is not a time that you go expand everything beyond your reach because you think abundance is something that needs to be reinvested. I can speak to this because I've done it. It's the time you heal up. It's the time you sow up. This is not time for you to build your own kingdom. This is a time for you to live kingdomly. No matter how God blesses you, if you stay unwise and foolish, it will go away. We will wake up someday, Leonard. We will wake up someday, and God's people will have been provided for, and God's people will be ready for what comes. And on the day that God has had enough with some of the things in this world, he will have had enough someday. And the squeeze begins to happen. We'll be like Israelites in the midst of the plagues. You see, the plagues happened in their town. They didn't miss it. Their brand new cars got beat up with hailstones too. But you're ready. You're not upset. I see why the Lord has given me this word to be wise for those coming up behind, because 5 years ago when they pulled the plug on everything, we sat on the back porch and drank coffee and enjoyed the day and looked forward to the coming months when we were no longer able to work. Even at the tune of $85,000 cash that morning, like flushing it down the toilet, we laughed. $85,000 is a lot of money at our house. We just, you know why? We'd already been there. We've already done this. We already had the holes sewed up. When it came time for this flow to come, not boasting in us, but it's biblical application. Not because we read a book somebody else wrote. I read a book that my Lord wrote. And we put it into practice. And when it came time for the flow to happen, we didn't have anything to heal up and we didn't have anything to sew up. I'm encouraging all of you today to get healed up. Get it sewed up. If you're in this part of the heartland of America that's receiving and experiencing this amazing abundance, that window will gradually shut. So during this time, this is a word I believe from the Lord, but during this time, I'm not telling you to, I'm not going to do none of the manipulation tools of the church. I'm not telling you to get your tithes right or anything else. I'm telling you go home and get your house fixed. This house will always be fine because God makes your hearts fine. And if he owns your heart, he owns your wallet. So nobody has to tell you how much or when or whether to do it on the gross or the net or none of that stupid stuff they've done for years. And believe me, it's more of a curse than it is a blessing. But if you've got people in your life and young people in your life, this window of opportunity will never happen again in our lifetime. So use it. Use it to be healed. Use it to sew up purse. Be ready to receive. You can't do it just by praying. You're going to have to work. Those are all the principles of God. Those of you on the other side of the fence that have been standing by the mailbox waiting on somebody to shove another donut in your mouth, get ready. You think you can be skinny, tired, and you're going to run out of hope. Or you'll get a J-O-B. No, the kingdom way is to work. The kingdom way is not to beg. The kingdom way is not to be slothful. The kingdom way is not to be lazy. It's not even kingdomly to be stupid. So as this all transpires, be ready. Don't have a hole in your basket. Be ready so you're prepared. When things are different than they are now, your storehouse will be full. I don't care about this storehouse. We're fine. Your storehouse. Get your storehouse where you're at peace and you're not fearful. So the next time one of these thingamajigs come, like a Chinese virus or some politician does something stupid, or if you happen to wake up one morning and you've accidentally moved to California. I mean, honest to goodness. It's almost like Gavin Newsom just came out of a Mary Poppins movie or something. I mean, how do you get like this? But that's beside the point. But I wanted to give you that word because we're in a really good place. And right now, today, in this next year, our 250th birthday as a country, we were on a road to no longer being who we are. And it has turned around. And the heartland of America is enjoying the fruits of our labor and the blessings of God better than any time known to man. Don't rely on the wisdom of men to get yourself trapped. Listen to the wisdom of God to make sure you're well and you're ready all the time. So I just thought that was a really good word. Right there in the Cafe de Sale Barn wasn't a bad place to start. Usually when God gets me started on something like that, we have shared a lot before it's all over with. But what an opportunity we have right at this moment, the heartland of America. So anyhow, I want to thank Curtis. He's not here tonight. He's been home working, and I want to thank him for, man, he's doing a nice job of bringing a life applicable word. He's living it. He's doing it. He's learned how the Holy Spirit has taught him how to communicate it. Just really doing really good. So very thankful for him. So give him a hug and a pat every time you see him, because he's really doing a good job. So let's pray and we'll get in the word right quick tonight. Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your patience and thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the times and seasons that we're truly in a season that we see it with our own eyes. We see with the rain that comes from heaven. We see with the financial blessing that Lord, we can be a free people, free from debt and free from all the manipulation of money and everything else, that God, we can find a way to live in peace, doing what we love to do in this heartland of America. So tonight, Lord, I just give you praise. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing your people the way you do. Tonight, Lord, bless this word. Use this word as something that will awaken something inside of us tonight. Where Lord, we're thinking about you. We're thinking about your word. We're thinking about our own lives. And let's see where this goes. Let this word, as Curtis said last week, as your word says, it's only the word that is seed. It's only your word that brings forth fruit in our life. So use this word tonight, and I pray for the soil, and we give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to look in Romans chapter 5. How many of y'all watched a little Coffee with the Colonel this morning? Anybody watch a little Coffee with the Colonel this morning? Well, I really didn't know how that was all going to go this morning. I was sitting out there, and I got to listening. My old buddy, Archie Kenny, he was the very first some of y'all, I do use all this team roping terminology, and y'all may not, some of you may not get it. But the United States Team Roping Championships was the first true organization that had a classification system and has grown into what this amazing sport that we live in now, that Robin and I and so many of us, it's just amazing. I mean, back in the days when we were going to college and stuff like that, we didn't have anything like this. So when they started out, Archie Kenny was the first announcer. Well, now with the Cowboy Channel and everything going on and all the big ropings, and it's grown into this amazing thing. Man, there's a lot of really cool young announcers coming up. And a big pile of them come up right under the tutelage of Archie Kenny. And some of them have gone on to do way more or better than he has in his life. And you know, of course, there's more opportunities now and everything else. But anyhow, I was listening to that podcast this morning, and of course, it was pretty cool. Charlie Crawford was doing it, and it just brought back a lot of memories, because, I mean, Robin and I, we've been attending them things the whole time. I mean, the whole time from day one. And we don't ask her, but we're highly invested in the sport of team roping over this whole time. I did a little old deal after the horse sale went up on Facebook, and we were talking and analyzing this last horse sale, and we had a really good horse sale, and it was, again, it was the biggest one we've had as far as gross receipts and stuff like that. And anyhow, the gal doing the interview with me, she said something about my passion for team roping. You know, she said, your passion for team roping is really evident in how you do your horse sale. And I said, I forget exactly how I said it. I said, you know what's really funny? what my wife thought forever was a very expensive addiction has turned out to be a fairly profitable endeavor. And I said, thank God we could never find a rehab, you know. So it's we've been the whole time. But sitting there and listening to Arky tell them stories and bringing back the memories, and it just brought to mind that he's the guy that went first. I want you to keep that in mind tonight as we read through the scripture, because the title of it tonight is One Man. One man. I'm not leaving you women out of anything, but I'm calling you men to something. And everybody knows behind every good man, there's a good woman. So you women, step it up. Let's make better men out of them. And, but one man. I'll tell you one quick little story about Arky. When they, one of the things about the USTRC, they've been, I tried to think back and see if there was, think if there was ever a time that we didn't pray and do the national anthem before the team opens. I'm pretty sure we've done it the whole time. But later on, old Arky, when he'd be announcing, if he'd see me strolling around there anywhere, and it got close to starting, he'd just grab me and say, hey, step over here and pray right quick. You do the prayer. So I forget where we was at, the Lazy Ears somewhere, we was someplace. And I'd been over there doing my entries or something, and I really had something on my mind. And I was a trucking across there, and Arky, he hollered at me, and he said, hey, come here. I come over there, and he said, hey, we're going to pray here in a minute. You pray. I said, all right. So I don't know what I prayed, but I guess I threw down on everybody pretty good. And when he got done, he said, let me tell you about that guy. He prays a whole lot better than he ropes. But he's just a good guy. But it just really brought up the idea of one man. And as we get in this little part in verse 12, and we'll work on down, it talks about one man. And I'll go into that more. Let's read a little bit here. Starting in verse 12, chapter 5 of Romans. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. And thus, death spread to all men because all sinned. Now, I'm going to stop right there for just 1 second. Now, I know it was by God's design that he took a pile of dirt and he breathed into it. And he created Adam. Adam actually means mankind. Mankind. And through that man, Adam, through his disobedience, sin came into the world. And it spread through all men. How many of y'all believe that sin is still spreading through all men today? So I wonder if it's because of our disobedience. Because it was disobedience that brought sin into the world in the first place. There wasn't even any thorn bushes till then. Yeah. Before the disobedience, the earth was like Muleshoe. It was just a paradise. Come on, y'all, I'm speaking it into existence here. But through one man. Now listen, one man. Okay? And he says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. So here again, was the law brought into place to fix man or to reveal sin? Yeah, because sin was in the world, but nobody knew it until there was law. But the law is powerless to save. So you can play all the religion you want to. You can check all the boxes you want to check. Let me tell you, let me be real straight up for you today. Your box checking don't mean squat. Zero. Zero. Box checking means zero. Faith means everything. Believing means everything. Box checking, not so much. True obedience to God doesn't include a lot of box checking. If you'll really read this Bible, doesn't include a lot of box checking. Man figured out how to make the box checking. Man figured out how to manipulate people.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.